This is the BBC. Tonight's program comes to you by arrangement with the makers of Kiddies Head Crushing Machines Limited. Therefore, we present Sita Pollers, Natty Floorcloth, and Mert Soddington in The Goon Show. And the best of luck. Right, thank you, thank you. This is a story of high adventure, one that will blaze its way across the length and length of Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, and certain parts of East Acton.
This story will swell with pride the feet of every true Englishman, woman, child, cat, dog, chicken, mongoose, red-faced baboon, gorilla, thief, and to say nothing of Footo the Wonder Boot Explorer.
Listeners may well ask what Footo the Wonder Boot Explorer has to do with our story.
Well, we shall see.
Now to the drama entoothed.
The Saga of the Internal Mountain, or...
We shall see.
The Internal Mountain. How well I remember it. But first things first. My name is Lord Harry Seagoon, Doctor of Philosophy and spinster of this parish. I'm 6'3", except on television. A man of action. Yes, I've rubbed shoulders with death. I've knocked on doors and run away. Although you may not believe this, I've run through Piccadilly unescorted.
Oh, you devil! You devil! Read on.
One night, as Lord Harry lay tossing and turning in his egg box under the stairs of Saxophone Players Anonymous, a mystic ethereal voice spoke to him in his dream.
Lord Seagoon, can you hear me over?
Yes. I hear you, strength 3, Roger.
This is not Roger. This is Fred Crin. The spirit of adventure, now living abroad owing to tax.
You sound like Milligan through a megaphone. Huh?
No, I'm living, please. Yeah. Listen, old midget. I come to gratify your own desire. If you seek new horizons, climb Mount Everest now.
Oh, spirit now. It has already been clumbed.
Oh, no. It's not been clumbed from the inside.
From the inside. From the inside. Oh, spirit, you are right.
I must go now. I see my last tram coming. Farewell.
Wait.
No.
Wait.
No.
Wait. Wait! Cassius, the spirit has gone. He must have been only 70% proof. But, what an idea! Climb Everest from the inside. It's never been done before. Come!
Yes, my lord.
Lay out my purple serge suit, my yellow and black polka dot tie, green and mauve striped shirt, gold monogram boots, white bowler, and my pink hand-painted sousaphone.
Another funeral, sir?
No, not today. No, I'm going to the Royal Alpine Club.
I'll phone your office and tell them you won't be in. Sir.
Yes. You'll have to try and manage without me today, somehow.
Hello, Sir Bernard? Lord Seagoon's compliments, sir. He will not be in today. All right, sir.
Well?
You are fired, sir.
What? Fired? Oh, dear. I should worry about a job with my qualifications. Let them get another lift attendant. See if I care.
Bravo, sir. Spoken like a true failure.
Mark my words, Kronk. He'll never get another man like me.
That's what he said, sir. I never want another man like you.
That's enough, Kronk. Is my horseless carriage ready?
The chauffeur is pulling it here now. He approaches.
The car's ready.
Ah, good lad, Eccles.
Good lad, Eccles.
That's what I like. Car right outside my door.
You never told me you lived on the 20th floor, though.
All right, Eccles, to the Alpine Club.
Okay, if you want me to.
I'd better follow him in the car. Gina! I'd better take my boots off and follow on foot. I'd better follow my feet as well.
With that music, Seagoon arrived at the Royal Alpine Club.
Now then, Captain Younger, 22,000 feet. Henry. What? There's someone knocking at the door. Which side, Min? Inside him. Inside him. Are you knocking to get out, then? No. There it is again, Henry.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
I happened to be knocking, and I thought I'd call in.
Well, you are... You're going to knock the Clandon if you're all together with the scream boys. Oh, they have the pistols on hand.
Wait a moment. What is a Dutch mean?
There was someone knocking on the door with Max Gilray.
What? Oh, all right then, come in.
Save your breath.
I have been saving it for years.
Please come in, whoever knocked.
Look, I've had to tell you...
Please don't interrupt the private affairs of the house. Come in. Is there someone knocking at the door?
Yes!
Who?
Me!
Then come in.
I am in.
Then what are you knocking for?
I'm not knocking.
Then how do you expect us to know you're there? Who are you,
sir? Oh, it is Henry, I tell you.
I'm Lord Seagoon. Lord Seagoon.
Then can I have your name, please?
Harry Prunk.
It's Lord Seagoon, Min.
Oh, hello, London.
What can we do for you?
I want the Alpine Club to cooperate in climbing Mount Everest from the inside.
Oh. And who would finance such a thing?
Me. Would you mind turning your back while I unfasten my money belt? Thank you. Now I'll just undo the buckle. What a bit of luck. It is open all the time.
Can we turn around now?
Can we?
You turn around, yes.
Oh, thank you.
All gone.
The money?
There it is. Feast your eyes.
2 shillings.
What's wrong? Isn't that enough? I have another threepence in my boot, which I can explode with foot or the Wonder Boot Exploder.
Heavens, no, you'll need at least in the neighborhood of a pound.
A pound? That sounds like a rich neighborhood.
It is. I know a moneylender there.
A moneylender? What a cunning disguise. I suppose he works under a nom de plume.
Yes, and the pong in the summer is terrible.
No doubt. I'll go and see him. But first things first, Max Kildrey plays his leather tuba.
The Internal Mountain Climbers, page 3. Enter Seagoon in cloak and paper hat. He approaches door of the moneylender and knocks with a giraffe.
Come in, Seagoon, heavily disguised in cloak, paper, hat, and holding a giraffe.
Good morning. I wish to borrow X pounds.
X pounds? What for?
My expenses. X pounds! Just my little joke.
Just my little bullet. Now, dear ragged Ned, sit on this blank check and tell me all, please.
I want to borrow 30,000 pounds.
There. All in farthings. Moriarty.
What do you want, my friend? What do you want? My dear friend.
Stop going, and parcel up the gentleman's money. Neddy, just sign this gentleman's agreement, please.
Let me see it. I promise to pay back £30,000 plus £10,000. What's that for?
That's the tip, Neddy. You leave it under your upper plate.
I refuse to sign.
Good.
I demand a recount.
Seagoon. I am the spirit come to help you again, mate. Sign it with a false name.
Of course. Very well. There. Gladys Latul Seagoon.
So you're a woman.
Well.
Yes. My little darling. Marry me.
What the love?
It must have been hell for Seagoon. But finally, at midnight, he shook off Moriarty and with the famous Eccles started work on the next part of the Goon Show.
And the next part of the Goon Show is the part where I say, tomorrow we sail for India.
Yes, Jim, and that's where we'll meet. You will meet the great military mountaineer, Major Bloodnock. Major Bloodnock.
Oh.
Oh, me arms, oh.
You there!
Gad, look!
Major Bloodlock?
The same, late of the Saskatchewan Red Indian Cavalry.
This is the famous Eccles, late of the human race.
Oh, Eccles? Gad, it must be 30 years since we met.
I ain't never met you before.
It must be longer, 40 years.
Oh, that's more like it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, now you're here, let me help you. Shingis, take this gentleman's things and put them in the wicker basket marked Lot 23-8 Bob.
What splendid hospitality.
You're staying the night?
Yes.
Where?
Here.
Blast. Well, before you turn in, would you care for a nightcap?
Yes.
What size head?
6 and 7 lumps.
Oh, horrible. Seriously, though. You've come a long way here. How about some whiskey?
No.
Rum, then.
No.
What about gin?
No.
Good heavens, man, haven't you bought me anything at all?
Of course. I brought you this long, thin green thing with a rusty bootless tied on it.
But I've already got one of those.
You've got one? How was I to know?
How? Isn't it obvious? You could have written, surely. I mean, how will you?
Steady, Bloodlock. Steady. I'm here to offer you employment.
Work?
Yes.
Oh.
We got Bloodlock onto his bed and revived him with a glass of Footo, the Wonder Boot Exploder.
Oh, that's better. Now, Seagoon, tell me all.
It's about climbing Mount Everest from the inside. Well, I feel that...
In 3 weeks, work was begun on boring a hole up the middle Everest.
What a sight. 10,000 working like blazes. What a light kippo.
And look!
Oh!
What's this huge brown paper parcel?
It's a surprise from Blighty.
Oh.
It's a lift.
A lift?
Yes, I'm going to have it built into Mount Everest. Seagoon, you're going to travel up in style and comfort, lad. Come, let's unwrap it.
I'm the strongest. I'll tear off the paper.
You Herculean daredevil. There we are. Now, let's open the door and see what it's like inside.
Oh, thank heaven. Where am I?
Miss Bannister.
Minnie Bannister? Not the Minnie Bannister, the darling of Roper's light horse. And the third foot and mouth.
Oh, the same.
Oh, fair, delicate creature. Don't you recognize me?
Oh, there is Bloodnock.
Oh, my treasure, you little beauty.
Oh.
Remember the night of the governor's ball in 1927 at Cawnpore?
You drunk your ass.
Oh, what was that waltz?
What was it?
I was born in Vienna, where the girls and the men are so exceedingly tall, bright and gay, and I will go away.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, I was born in Finchley, I think.
But we have work to be done.
Of course, Greenslade. Take Madam Ban to the ladies' luxury rest hut.
Yes, sir.
Move the pigs and the goats out first, of course.
Right, sir. This way, baby.
Oh, not even for one.
There she goes, sweet Min Ban. She looks exactly the same as when I first met her. Horrible. Outside, everyone back to their own beds.
You fool, Bloodlock. That's a danger whistle. It means the men in the tunnel are going to start blasting.
Rude words cannot hurt me, lad.
I'd better check and see if everyone's taken cover. Blue Bottle!
Where'd you go? I had to come in, my kitty. Hey! Hello, everybody. Strikes ready and willing first.
Blue Bottle, run in that tunnel and see if all the men are out.
Your wish is my command. I will do that, Captain. I'm not afraid. I will. But hey, Captain, there's a dirty big stick of dynamite in there.
Yes, but it'll take 10 minutes before it explodes. You're perfectly safe.
I knew it would be safe. I trust my captain. He always tells me the truth. You are telling the truth, aren't you?
Of course.
To the tunnel then. Gives carefree toss of head. Toss, toss, tossy.
There he goes, brave, tall youth. Straight as a ramrod and twice as thin. Ah, even as I speak, he enters the dreaded tunnel.
Hello? Hello, everybody. Is there anybody in there? Is anyone still in the tunnel? Bob or Dennis? If so, you must leave. There is no hurry, do you know that? My captain says there's still 10 minutes before the dynamite... Shattered seat in my trousers. I can't look at you in the face like that.
Quick, Dr. Ellington, put him out of his misery.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though we'll find it hard to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains and the sand come into sight. By the little jeweler's shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It's time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though we'll find it's hard to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains and the sand come into sight. By the little jeweler's shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. We'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina. Buonasera, signorina. Kiss me tonight.
That night I was so excited I didn't feel tired, so I slept with my eyes open. When I awoke, my eyes were closed. So I must have dozed off when I was asleep with my eyes shut open.
You talk as though you have an unsound mind.
My mind unsound? Hit it with this hammer. A perfectly sound mind.
My most profound, insincere apologies.
That's an unsound mind.
Nutty, don't you hit me with a hammer again.
It wasn't a hammer, it was a shovel.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me, camel's waiting to take us to Mount Everest.
Splendid.
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 Shut up.
Come on, up you get.
I say, before we mount these noble animals, could you oblige me with, say, £5?
Well, I'm a little short.
We know, it must be hell down there.
I meant short of money. What? Have you £5, Eccles?
No. Have you got £5, Major Bloodnock?
Well, you look like a sporting man. There.
Ta. There, Nuddy.
Thanks. Here, Bloodnock.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the end of that corny routine. Mount the camels.
We rode in silence, save for the odd noises camels are wont to make.
Yes, it was hell back there, I tell you.
Didn't you finally arrive at the mountain and find the lift installed and then get in it?
Yeah, you can tell we're getting near the end, can't you?
All get in the elevator. All get in the elevator. All get in. Up we go.
Here we are, the first men to go up Everest from the inside.
Three thousand feet. This must be terribly boring for the listeners.
I know, but what can one do in a lift?
Yes. Briggs, sing him a song.
Certainly. Yes. Just lucky I brought my upright piano. Hi.
It's all right. We're here now.
Hand me the Union Jack. I claim this Union Jack for England.
That ends the Goon Show.
Please leave quietly. That was The Goon Show, a BBC-recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Ray Litter Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Screenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton. ¶¶